This is the BBC in Lagos,
Rome,
Shanghai,
Sofia,
Freetown,
Rio de Janeiro.
Wherever you are, you're with the BBC.
33 languages are being broadcasted to the world every day from Bush House.
Yes, Bush House.BBC 国际台位于布什大厦这座国家级保护建筑内，今天我们就带大家一起来看看这座我们工作的大楼。大家好，我是冯菲菲。
Hi, I'm Yang Li. Welcome to Bush House.
On the town.
都市丽影。
From BBC Learning English.
As a listed building, it has a long history and beautiful architecture.
但是首先我们还是来看看这座大厦的名字，它为什么叫 Bush House 呢？
Andrew Thompson, head of BBC Learning English, has the answer.
I've been working in this building for about 20 years. I like it. It's big. It's got big corridors. It was built at the turn of the 20th century, if I've got it right, and it was going to be a trade center, built by an American called Bush, who I've been told has nothing to do with the president of the same name or his father. It was just an American called Bush, and that's why it was called Bush House.
这座大楼建于20世纪初，当时是由一个叫布什的美国人主管建造的，所以取名为 Bush House.
But as Andrew said, the name has nothing to do with the president of the same name. To have nothing to do with somebody
是一个经常被使用的短语，表示与某人无关。
Bush House is very centrally located. You cannot miss it as it stands out as a very unique building.
Unique, 独一无二的。Listen to Nigel's description of Bush House and pay attention to the adjectives he used.
Bush House, and it's absolutely wonderful. The very view of it, as you come out of the tube, you look down Kingsway, and there's this magnificent building, classic architecture that's shrouded in trees, and it just makes you want to go down there and find out what it's all about. It's a lovely place to work. There's so many different peoples from so many different nations working here. It's beautiful. I always say it's like working in the heart of the United Nations, because there's so many interesting people from so many different countries.
He described Bush House as absolutely wonderful.
Absolutely wonderful. 非常棒。
It's a magnificent building, classic architecture that is shrouded in trees.
这是一座雄伟的建筑，在大树的笼罩之下，经典的建筑线条显得格外清晰。
Yes, he likes working here as it is like working in the heart of the United Nations.
我们一起再来听听 Andrew 是怎么说的。
It's interesting. It's a kind of United Nations, but it very sort of British in a way, in that the neighbors don't get involved too much with each other. So you can have, on one floor.There will be a lot of Russians, very, very passionate and very involved in Russian politics and life. And then on a separate floor, you might have Latin Americans who are equally passionate but thinking about completely different things. And all this sort of coexists, and we all go and we eat together in the canteen. But somehow it's kind of like lots of separate worlds that are living beside each other.
It's kind of United Nations, but it's very British in a way.
Andrew 说布什大厦虽然有点联合国的感觉，但是又很英国化。
It's a very British thing that the neighbors don't get involved with each other.
其实 Andrew 就是说不同语种的团队各干各的，不怎么和其他的团队和部门来往。
Yes, they coexist,But at the same time, it's like lots of separate worlds.
Coexist, 共存. Separate worlds, 不同的世界.
Every year, on the second weekend of September, Bush House is open to the public for visits.
Nigel 认为布什大厦的建筑风格中充满了解放的理念.
Mr. Bush, the actual original backer with his architects, had basedthe design of Bush House on what was quite a revolutionary idea at the time, where you would have come in at one entrance and above you would be gallery and gallery of open, what would, a new idea, open plan offices. And at the back of the building, you would have come in to a wonderful concert hall. So it was both the ethics of work, leisure enjoyment and information all put together. It would be a whole cultural experience.
To Nigel, the idea of open plan offices was very forward-looking, and he used the term revolutionary.
超前的 forward-looking。在建造布什大厦时，一个非常超前的理念就是把休闲、娱乐和信息融为一体。比方说，当时大厦里还有一个自己的音乐厅。
So do come for a visit when you are in London in September. Thanks for listening. See you next time.
Bye.
You're listening to BBC Learning English.